And then to dairy, that item, and the old, where did you used to keep your milk and butter to keep it cool? And you might get dairy, get a description of it. You have a place, for instance, near a spring, or where you run the spring water through, and set your jugs of that in, to keep it cool. If you can't get dairy there, what would you call a place, a kind of farm, where a man raises cows for their milk? Then what do you call the place around the barn, where you might let the cows and mules and so forth walk around? And then what would you call a place where you turn them out to graze? Now you might here ask whether this was fenced or not, because then sometimes your informants are old enough to remember open range. In fact, I'm old enough to remember open range in Georgia, Florida, Alabama, and Mississippi. In fact, there still may be counties in the Gulf states that have open range. That is where the crops were fenced and the cattle were allowed to run free. This was the common law type of use. The grassland and woods were open to anybody's cattle. Crops were fenced. And then you I mentioned the trouble about fence laws and the like. Now, speaking about crops, well, where did you grow, would you call a place where you grew your cotton or your corn? What about something small where you might grow your tobacco? Or did you ever grow tobacco? And what would you call that place? And something not as big as a field would be a patch. And you would get some idea talking about, well, what things would you associate with a patch, and what would you associate with a field? And then, what kinds of fences did you have? And here, if you're in town, of course, you would get some kinds. And then you would say, well, the kind of fences that were sawn, painted white, you'd have around the front of your yard. And then, maybe around your garden or your chicken yard or something, you'd have something that's taller. And the pieces of wood were not as thick. What would you call that kind of fence? Because that would be the paling fence, as oftentimes distinguished from the sawed picket fence. And then, what kind of fence would you have around the fields? And then, if you got wire fence, more than one kind of wire, and you would always ask, well, what do you call the kind of a wire fence that you, well, might catch your pants in when you try to climb over? And so you would get barbed wire there.